أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون. This is the third question Allah تبارك وتعالى poses here. We read previously that Allah says نحن خلقناكم فلولا تصدقون. It is we who have created you, then why don't you testify to it and believe in it? Then Allah Ta'ala has posed four questions, and in that Allah has shown His oneness, His existence, His tawheed, and His qudrat, and His ni'mat upon mankind. Ulama have written, when we're reading Surah Waqi'ah and we come to this ayat, we should say, Bal anta ya Rabbi, that, O Allah, it is only you who have done this. The first question Allah Ta'ala says, Antum takhluqunahu am nahnu al-khaliqun? Is it you who have created this child, or are we the creators? All that what man does is drops a drop of sperm in the womb of the wife, and then the child after that, the parents, and nobody has got any control. Allah Ta'ala is the one who makes the child grow and forms all the parts, etc. And makes the bones in the body, the joints in the body, all the organs of the body, and make them function properly. That is only the work of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says about your farming, أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ? Is it you that make the things grow, the wheat, the corn, the fruit, the vegetables, or is it we? All that man does is puts a seed in the ground. But then it is Allah Ta'ala's work alone that Allah makes its seed split apart, a shoot comes out, and then it grows into a full harvest, whether it is mealies, whether it is wheat, whether it is any other fruit, vegetable. Only Allah is the one who does that. Then the third question here is, Allah Ta'ala says, أَفْرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ? And do you consider the water that you drink, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ? Is it you who sends it down from the clouds, or is it we? Here also, well, أَنْتَ يَا رَبْ, it is only you, O Allah, who sends this water down. And the next question, which will be the next part, is أَفْرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ? The fire that you light, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ? Is it you who make the trees to grow, or is it we from which you make the fire? For all of this, man has no choice but to say, بَلْ أَنْتَ يَا رَبْ, but O Allah, it is only you who is the doer of these things. And in this year, if we just ponder a little bit, we will realize the existence of Allah, the oneness, tawheed of Allah. Allah is the one and only who does it. And also Allah's great qudrat, His power, that how He is working in the whole world all the time. Seasons change and things grow in various places, in various seasons. Then again, we find different things that grow in different places. It is all the work of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And it is a ni'mat for mankind. It is for mankind, for his sustenance. And Allah has made various things for him to live comfortably and nicely. So yeah, in this, what we are doing today, Allah Ta'ala says, أَفْرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ? بَلَا دَيْكُو تُو پَانِ جُو تُمْ پِیتے ہو. Just consider the water that you drink. Today we are using water, we just open the tap and the water gushes out. We don't really appreciate and think also that this is, that what a great ni'mat this is from Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Scientists claim many things, but they can't make one drop of water. Water is H2O, two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen. But they have got enough hydrogen and oxygen. Tell them to put it together like that and make one drop of water. But they can't. Where there are droughts, they can't ship water to those places. It's only when Allah Ta'ala sends the water down then. And from the clouds, as Allah Ta'ala says, many times we notice also the whole sky gets covered and becomes dark with the clouds. But not one drop of water falls, those clouds go away. The scientists cannot implore the clouds and steal or get the water from the clouds and make it rain. This is all only the work of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So, and we should appreciate this great ni'mat Like making wuzu, for example, we shouldn't be that we are, while we are making miswak, etc., the water is flowing. We shouldn't open the tap and let the flow be more than what is necessary. And if it is possible, in between, when we are washing our face, our hands, we should close the tap. And we should not just let the water run. And we should not waste water at all. Water is a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in any case, here Allah ta'ala says, just consider this water that you drink. أَنْتُمْ أَنزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ Kya tumne utara usko badal se? Is it you who brought it down from the clouds? No, it is only Allah ta'ala. Farmers also say that they have their own irrigation systems. But when 10 minutes the rain of Allah ta'ala falls on the farm, it irrigates it in such a way which is much more superior and better than their own irrigation system, which is very expensive and which is very costly to maintain also. But all this is only from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So Allah is sending that water down. And that water is sweet and palatable. It just flows down the throat. Allah Ta'ala says, لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ اُجَاجَا اگر ہم چاہتے تو اس کو کر دے کھارا. If we had wished, we should have made this water bitter, salty. Then we should not be able to drink it also. We shouldn't be able to cook our food in it. We shouldn't be able to irrigate our farms and orchards and gardens with it. But it is Allah who has made this water in this way. It is a very great ni'mat of Allah, which we should really appreciate. It comes in the hadith, فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ كُيُّ نَهِي حَقْ مَعَنْتِ هُوْ Then why don't you make shukr of Allah Ta'ala? That is, the shukr is verbally also. It is a sunnah dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that after drinking water he used to say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana hadha, Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana hadha, Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana hadha, the whole dua, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا, that Allah Ta'ala has made this water عَذْبًا فُرَاتًا, that Allah has made it sweet and palatable, and Allah did not make it bitter and salty. So we should also appreciate. Verbally, we should also try and read this dua. But unfortunately, many of us don't know this dua, and we don't, those of us who know it, just consider, do we ever read it after drinking water? Or at least sometimes we should try and read this dua and concentrate on the meaning. We normally even forget to say Bismillah before eating. Alhamdulillah while we are eating. Or Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shuk. And the dua after eating. So anyway, this water is a great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala has sent. As we enjoy it as a ni'mat, we should also understand and appreciate it, that is not wasted. Sometimes, Allah save us all, where there are floods, sometimes it rains continuously in places for 7 days, 10 days, and there are floods everywhere, there is only water, but drinking water, you don't find one drop. So we are getting our water so easily. We should make shukr for this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.